Hi, I'm Sophie. I'm an addict.
Hi, Sophie.
Can you all hear me at the back? There's always one, isn't there? I hope you can. And if you can't in the next 15 minutes, then I don't know, shout or something. I feel a lot better already, actually, now that the lights have gone off, I have to say. God. I do feel quite nervous, actually. I've never sat in front of a group of people this big and shared my experience, strength and hope, but I guess it's not really about me. And that's what I've kind of learnt a day at a time, as I've kept coming back to this fellowship a day at a time for just over 4 years. And, you know, I woke up this morning and the first thing that I said was, God be with me. You know, God be with me through this day. And I share that because I kind of have three Bibles in my life. One is the blue book that sits in front of me now and sits in front of all of us. The other one is my Just for Today reading, and the other one is the Language of Letting Go, which is my mega Bible. And I read a reading in that the other morning called Morning Cues, and it stuck with me ever since. And it was about that first feeling that we wake up with in the morning. And I don't believe for one minute that I'm alone with this, but for me it's fear. And I just laid in bed repeating that over and over again until I reached a place of like, okay, I can now kind of get on with my day. And I wasn't there for ages. I don't know why I feel I have to say that, but you know, it's kind of God working within me as well. And all through my day, because in and out of, you know, in and out throughout my day, there's been that real self-obsession about what am I going to share about, blah-de-blah-de-blah. You know, real high expectation upon myself. I'm at the speaker meeting and I have to do a really fantastic share, which is bollocks. And I just tried to keep it really simple, and it was like my experience, my strength and my hope. And with the God of my understanding, when I first came into these rooms, I had no concept of a higher power. Actually, no, that's a lie. The only concept of a higher power that I had, which I remembered as a child, was very much connected with nature. And part of my journey has been going into a treatment centre. And when I was in treatment, it was suggested to me that I pray. And when those first were, you know, when those words were first said to me, it was like I almost spat them back at the person that suggested it. It was like, what do you mean pray? Where the fuck is praying going to get me? And actually, that's one of the most powerful tools that I now use in my daily living in recovery. It is just so powerful, the power of prayer. But going back to my early recovery, it was like getting on my knees and praying to something that I didn't really have a concept of. I felt really uncomfortable. I didn't know what I was praying to, and it certainly wasn't this vision of a white bearded man, you know, standing there with his hands clasped. But I took on the suggestion all the same, and it took me quite a while to start feeling comfortable in doing that. And it's something, as this program, you know, it's a program of action. Gaining a concept or an understanding of my own higher power I've only managed to do by working at it, basically, on a daily basis. And it's changed. You know, there was a period when it went from being nature to being my gran. because my gran represented just absolute unconditional love to me. And now it's just, you know, my higher power works through people. It works, you know, by coming to these meetings. There's a higher power working in this room right now. It can work through my sponsor, but it's just universal. You know, I pray to the universe when I'm praying, and you know, my trust and my faith in my higher power has wavered throughout my recovery. But it's always been there. And, you know, I think after doing my step four, I could see that something had to have been working in my life for me to have gone through what I'd gone through and come out the other side, basically. And you know, for many of us, I don't believe myself to be unique in this. You know, we come into these rooms, and I came into these rooms absolutely broken, with not a clue who I was and how I'd actually got to where I'd got to. I couldn't string a sentence together. I was just slaughtered in every sense of the word, and you know, really jumping forward, and I share about this a lot. It's only from after starting to work the steps, especially after my step four and five, that I began to get sort of any gauge on myself, the harm that this disease of addiction had not only permeated on my life, but also other people's life, you know, around me, family, friends, you know, society, the amends to make to society, which, you know, I've kind of started doing already, but I didn't care. I really didn't care. And that's through me. but by using the tools of this program, by working the steps, by making a commitment, a really deep commitment within myself to continue working the steps and continue this journey of recovery a day at a time, by continually inviting a higher power into my life, I try to do the best that I can on a daily basis. You know, there are some people in the room here that I know, and they've heard me sharing about it, but sharing about, you know, my truth and what's going on for me, being honest, is, I believe, also another tool that's just kept me clean. You know, and I've had personally a really challenging time over the last 3 months, which involved letting go of a relationship, and I kind of realized last week that I hadn't even begun to let go. And I, you know, I've felt a lot of pain, and I had two friends die, the two friends and the ending of this relationship that all happened within the space of 3 weeks, and it it just rocked me. I mean, that's a crap word. I was devastated. And you know, that was sort of 2 weeks on the back end of reading out my four and five, and I've just felt like I've just walked in the door in the last few months, incredibly vulnerable, not really understanding the process that I'm going through, but trying to understand, which just makes it even more complicated, so I just try and keep it in the day. You know, doing what's suggested, coming to meetings, being of service, speaking to the newcomer, you know, the most important person in this room. welcoming those people that are at their first, second, third meeting. I've felt like a newcomer. I really have. Continuing to work my steps. I'm doing my six at the moment. And living life on life's terms with all the responsibilities, still going to work, you know, still doing all that is suggested. You know, in amongst all of that, I have immense gratitude, because I don't know where I would have gone, or how I would have been had I not had these rooms, had I not had and have the love of this fellowship and the people in it. You know, I thank everyone that's reached out and shown love and support in the last few months, but also in my whole time in recovery, but especially in the last few months, because I've found it incredibly difficult, and I'm, you know, still going through some of that stuff. And basic bottom line, you know, no matter what happens, in all that's gone on, I haven't picked up and used, because I know that today that isn't the solution. My closing message would be to the newcomer who may be at their first, second, third meeting, or just to the newcomer in general, and to anyone in the room. Sometimes it's about keeping it really simple and really basic, you know, and I've had a really good day. I've invited a higher power in all through my day, and I believe that there's one working right now, and God willing, I will go to bed another day clean. I'll leave it there. Thank you.